The Peoria Unified School District is looking into cutting a day out of its school week. It's put together a team to consider the feasibility of moving to a four-day week. The move is in response to proposed cuts to K-12 education at the state capitol. Danielle Airy is the Director of Public Relations for the Peoria Unified School District.
We'll be looking at transportation, food service, the general impact on student achievement. So we'll be doing a lot of research and a complete literature review to determine if there is any impact. In addition, we'll look specifically at cost savings. Obviously, that would be the most important component to look at. We'll also be looking at an employee survey and a parent survey. So those have already gone out to those respective groups, and we've asked that they weigh in on this particular issue. Their feedback is extremely important to us. So there's a variety of aspects that are going into this. Obviously, it would be an option that would have ripple effects across our community. However, we are exploring it because we feel it may be a last resort. We're unfortunately in a position where we may have to make some significant cuts to our budget if the governor's proposed budget is passed.
Would you be looking at this absent the governor's budget proposal?
You know, we're always looking for efficiencies. In fact, over the past couple of years, it's something that was on our radar. Obviously, because of the magnitude of the impact, it was a path that we were hoping to avoid going down. But at this time, we feel we're now back in a position where we have no choice but to go down this path. We think this idea, while it may sound, you know, very much outside the box and a little innovative and maybe a little questionable, we think it's something that could lessen the impact on the classroom, and that's why we feel we owe it to our community to take a long, hard, fast look at it.
Does the district have a sense or even maybe a goal of how much money it would save by going to this four-day week?
You know, we don't have exact numbers yet because that is a part of our study and what we're working to determine. However, we are simply looking at a simple five-day school week and know that if we cut 20% from there, that there may be additional savings on things like energy costs from utilities on that last day. Also, when you take into account transportation, we have a district that encompasses about 150 square miles, so that's a significant number of bus runs. There also may be quite a bit of savings around food service. Again, those numbers just aren't there for us just yet. It's still a part of our study.
If the district decides to go to 4 days, would those 4 days become longer days for students?
The days would likely become longer. We don't know how long yet. They likely would not be as long as, many people think of a four-day schedule and they say 4 tens. We don't believe it'd be 4 10-hour days for students. That obviously would be quite challenging for them to be able to stay focused. And we want to take student achievement and their overall well-being into account.
If the district decides not to go with the four-day week, what are some of the other areas in which you might be able to cut?
If the district does not move forward with a four-day schedule, we would be looking at areas of non-classroom expenses per Governor Ducey's budget. So we would be required to make reductions that we think would be $3 to $5 million in those areas.
Danielle Airy with the Peoria Unified School District. Danielle, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Mark.
And the district expects to finish its study in the middle of next month and announce a decision shortly thereafter. Peoria Unified is not the only district that's either looking into a four-day week or has already gone in that direction. Jonathan Plucker is an endowed professor in the School of Education at the University of Connecticut. He says the idea's popularity ebbs and flows with the economy.
Right now, we're starting to see more and more buzz about it, and I think it's because a lot of school district budgets are being hit hard again for some reason, and so we are sort of seeing at least a small flurry of interest.
And do districts tend to save the amount of money they think they're going to save?
In our estimation, from simulations that we've run and from other studies that people have done, the answer is almost always no. You know, it's really easy to look at it and say, hey, you're going to be closed 20% of the time that you used to be open. You're going to save 20%. But it never works out that way, in part because most public school district spending is in personnel, right? And personnel are pretty much working the same number of hours. They're just working a different number of days. Many districts also don't seem, interestingly enough, to save as much on the physical plant, if you will. as they would expect. I've seen estimates between about 1.5 to 5% is what gets saved. I think 10% is very optimistic. 5 or less is probably a bit more accurate.
What kind of impact does having one fewer day than what we normally have had traditionally in a school day have on students and what they're able to learn and retain and how well they do?
That, in the end, is really the most important question, right? And there's a very big limitation here, and that's that we don't have great research on this. But the research that we do have is fairly mixed. There was a recent study in 2012 that suggested that it was a do-no-harm sort of situation. So if you're saving a little money and you're doing no harm, that's good news for the four-day school week. Other studies, at best, suggest that we know that students being out of school doesn't help with achievement, obviously, right? And so taking a three-day weekend, if that's how you do it every single week, that essentially means that students who may be struggling are essentially out of school almost as long as they're in school every single week.
When you're looking at student achievement related to the number of days in a school week, do you use the same metrics that are typically used to measure student achievement, like test scores and grades and things like that? Or is there something else that you can look at specifically in this area?
People tend to use the same metrics. But your question begs another question about, do you teach and do students learn the same way when you're there for a longer period of time? Time is generally the one thing that teachers never have enough of, right? If you have a longer day and you have these longer blocks of time, there is the potential for teachers to teach differently. You know, an extra 90 minutes may allow you to get into a certain amount of depth that you normally couldn't if, say, you can only cover a topic for 30 or 40 minutes.
Is there any research that looks at the effect of kids and perhaps their families as well outside of the classroom when schools go to four-day weeks?
Yeah, this actually is something that comes up frequently. Again, we don't have great data on it, but school districts do seem to consider the fact that just because there's not school on, say, a Thursday or a Friday, parents still have to work. Families still have to work. Children still need supervised care. And so some critics of the four-day school week have pointed out that if families then have to go and find paid child care, you're essentially passing some of the costs of the child's education back to the family. In my experience, one of the reasons why districts think about it and states think about it and don't do it is because of those other costs.
Jonathan Plucker is an endowed professor in the NEAG School of Education at the University of Connecticut. Jonathan, thanks so much.
Thank you.